Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. Sunday, Bloody Sunday has begun. We've got some late night fight action going on. It's actually turned into a fight. Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley are going into the seventh round right now. The Showtime unofficial score has Jake Paul up. Yet, if we're judging this sort of from a fight, I think Woodley's winning. I think Woodley's winning. Woodley's rocked him. He didn't knock him down. He knocked him into the ropes. He's rocked him a couple of times. We'll give credit to Paul. Paul's landed a couple of jabs. The pay-per-view broadcast is shaded heavily to Paul. They're the ones, he's signing the check of this. Tyron Woodley ain't going to get a pay-per-view on a Sunday night on Showtime, right? So Woodley's in this thing. And I'll tell you what, Woodley was sort of looking like Woodley normally does in fights. He talks a lot before the fight, and then he doesn't do anything when he gets into the cage or the octagon. But around the fourth round, he woke up, and to his defense, this is the first time he's ever boxed before. He doesn't look terrible either. If he would just get a little bit more aggressive, I think he could win this fight. And to me, like if I'm in Woodley's corner, to me it doesn't look like Paul can hurt Woodley. Like, he's connected a couple of times, and Woodley seems to not have a problem. But on the other side of this, Woodley can hurt Paul. So, if I'm Woodley, I'm not scared, man. I'm going for it. You got nothing to lose here, bro. You have absolutely nothing to lose. You're fighting against a YouTube star here, man. You're a former UFC champion a couple of years ago. Here you are right now. You're fighting against a YouTube star. Just let it hang, bro. Because I think you can win. I've got a piece of Woodley in this fight. I didn't bet a big piece because I've lost enough money on Woodley over my life to know. And I've won money on Woodley. You know, they've got Paul up 59-55 on the broadcast. I don't see that. I don't know. I guess, did he win the first three rounds? Probably. I don't know. You know, like I said, if we want to judge this as far as who's messed up, who more, Paul's face is going to be more messed up after, right? And I know that's how you don't judge a fight, but hey, if the fight's kind of a draw and stuff and one guy's messed up and the other guy isn't, except that used to be a GSP thing because GSP used to bleed. I think I can make GSP bleed. He'd kick the crap out of me, but I think I could draw blood. GSP, it's a Quebec thing. I don't know what it is. Like, it's a, you know, he even said, he goes, yeah, Quebecers, we bruise easily. Like, GSP would always look beat up, even though he wasn't. You just sort of wipe the towel and suddenly you'd be all right again. Yeah, I'll give credit, though. This fight kind of sucked rocks at first. Then, like, you know, you sort of expect it to, but it's actually pretty good. It's turned into something. Paul's showing something. He's in here against a guy that's like a Big 12 champion, man, a UFC champion. Dig down deep, Woodley. Do it for the old guys. It's the Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. It's Sunday, Bloody Sunday. And what it is the countdown to kickoff NFL football 2 weeks from now, 2 Sundays from now. We'll be breaking down and recapping week one of the National Football League. Week zero of college football is in the books. Week four of the Canadian Football League is in the books. Ian Cameron will step up and break it down with us. Jason B. Takafin kicks it with us. We talk baseball as we do every Sunday night. We get you caught up to date with all of the odds, player futures, and everything else in between. Countdown to kickoff is on. I don't know if you can call it a big fight, but I guess it is. It's a fight. We'll get into Woodley and Paul. They sold over 15,000 tickets in Cleveland, and was actually pretty entertaining as well. So we'll get into that this evening. The Baltimore Ravens. So the Ravens, good news, bad news. Ravens break the all-time record in the National Football League. They've won 20 consecutive preseason games, and I believe they've covered it, like 19 of them as well. It's been straight cash, homie, with the Baltimore Ravens, but J.K. Dobbins is out for the season. And you look at the Baltimore Ravens, man, and I already thought the Baltimore Ravens were a little bit overrated coming into the season. There was a lot of talk about how they improved their offense, and they sort of did. They tried to. They drafted Rashad Bateman out of Minnesota. They signed Sammy Watkins. They're ready to give J.K. Dobbins a primary and featured role in the offense, and he's a quality running back out of Ohio State. Except Bateman's out, Minnesota, he needs surgery, and now Dobbins is out. It's getting real right now. So basically, like, you know, the Baltimore Ravens are a lot weaker right now without Dobbins than they were. We'll put it that way. We'll get into some football talk with Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Bub Bano. Jason B. Takafin will join us. We'll talk baseball. The New York Yankees go on a freaking tear, but it doesn't matter. They can't gain ground on the Tampa Bay Rays. We'll get into the numbers. We'll crunch it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Break down Paul Woodley. We'll get into everything else. We got a ton of stuff to unpack. College football, week zero. We killed it. We crushed it. We told you Nebraska suck, and we told you Illinois are good.
Risen from the ashes, take what you got.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winners, and I know the winners, so call me now!
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute.
You have reached the coach's hot
line.
Line.
Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my MMA versus
Cincinnati. Come on. Don't you realize this is costing me money?
I think I lose, but I don't. Your time has come. You're on the run. You're going to
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Omaranci. Let's do this thing. It's Sunday, bloody Sunday. And we're just two Sundays away from the start of the National Football League regular season. That's right. It's go time. And we said a million times one of the reasons why we like to wait to hold our Sports Rage fantasy football drafts is due to injuries, right, in the preseason. And listen, there could be injuries in practice as well. It's just, you know, it is what it is. Somebody can get hurt at any time. And there's a lot of people, oh, why was Dobbins playing? It's a preseason game and whatever, man. If you don't play these dudes at all, you don't think they're going to get hurt in week one. You've got to get a couple of hits, like, you know, under your belt. Like, you know, you got to get rattled and get ready. It's just bad luck. And I get the feeling the Baltimore Ravens are going to have a lot of bad luck. Right, Rashad Bateman, first round draft pick, wide receiver. He's out. He got injured in training camp. Now Dobbins is out for the year. We'll talk NFL football. We'll get into some NFL win totals, as I believe there's a celebration going on. I think it's going to get louder and louder as the Vancouver Whitecaps. The Vancouver Whitecaps are unbeaten in 9 matches right now. I know there's a lot of bigger things going on in the world of sport, but hey, it's all about money, and man, the Whitecaps have been money. Dear God. And it's not like the Whitecaps just won tonight. Like, their goals, it looked like, they seriously looked like it was like, you know, Man City versus like Real Salt Lake. Like, they killed them. They rolled them. I mean, I was wondering, the Vancouver Whitecaps hadn't lost in 8 straight matches, 3 victories, 5 draws, and they fired their coach. And I'm thinking, you guys just fired your coach? This is like the best run you've been on in years. You fire your coach. Well, they said they thought they could be better and they could be more explosive offensively. Well, I guess they were right, because they kicked the crap out of Real Salt Lake tonight. So Jake Paul, Tyron Woodley, Cleveland, Ohio, tonight, and Jake Paul emerges victorious in what will be, is it a controversial victory? You know, it's one of these deals where I had a small play on Woodley. Now, I didn't bet a lot on this, and I will be honest, it was a better fight than I thought it was going to be. I think it's a case in which Woodley, it was a lack of activity, if you really want to get into the decision. Because normally these freak shows, it's not really a decision because it's so bad. Somebody will get knocked out or whatever. It's one-sided. This actually was a competition. This actually was a pretty close fight. Yet when you look at the punch stats after the fight, and Woodley landed more power shots. Woodley knocked him around a bit. Like, put it this way, Woodley was not embarrassed tonight. Like, that's not an embarrassing loss for Woodley. It's his first ever boxing match. You know, should he? You know, I don't know how these guys can't beat Paul, but I'll give Paul credit. He's getting better as a boxer, and he is 24 years old, right? So, Woodley is 39. Yeah, I don't think 39 is that old. I think if Woodley was just more aggressive, Matthias, this could have been a different result. It was pretty clear that, you know, with the fans and the operation, I mean, Paul's the one that's selling this thing, right? So Woodley was really going to have to beat the crap out of him to get the decision here. Yeah, I don't think Woodley sucked. It was just a lack of activity. Like, Woodley didn't do anything for the first 3-4 rounds. And then he started fighting. If Woodley would have come out swinging early in this fight, it might have been a different result, and he might have actually finished him.
I agree with you, Gabe. The thing was, he didn't swing for 3 rounds. And once you're down 3-0, you got to go for the fences. And to me, Woodley won 3 out of the last 4 rounds. So I still had Woodley losing. And you're right, that inactivity killed him. But to be positive, at least we finally saw Tyron Woodley let his hands go, and he went down on his sword rather than hiding.
Yeah, you know what? And his technique wasn't horrible. Even the boxing guys were talking about it during the fight. They're like, you know what? His hook is pretty actually, like, the technique doesn't suck. Except, I don't know, I think Woodley was scared of getting knocked out early and being embarrassed. So he was a little cautious early, yet from what I saw, and I'm sure Woodley would agree, Like, was he ever hurt? No. Like, you basically just got outpointed. That's what I'd be frustrated if I'm Woodley. It's like your shots were hurting him. His shots weren't hurting you, except he threw like 84 more of them. And you can't discount that. I'm seeing the numbers. He threw 122 jabs. He connected on 36 of them. Woodley threw 48 only, bro. Right? And he connected on 11. So, like, you can't. It's hard to, like, say, oh, Woodley got screwed. It's like, bro, the guy threw 80 more punches than you did. You know? And it was only an eight-round fight.
At all.
Yeah. But, no, you know, I guarantee you. Yeah, well, that just happened, so the press conference hasn't happened. I guarantee you Woodley says he got screwed, bro. He's going to say he got screwed.
Of course. Of course, they're going to say he got screwed. People in his corner are going to say he got screwed. But the reality of the matter is, when you watch the tape, he definitely lost the first three rounds, and then he was outpointed in a couple of the later rounds. It wasn't like – it's not like the Paul brothers can't
fight. No, you're right.
They can box. Those guys can box. They have my respect in the boxing world. They know what they're doing. They're not slouches at all.
I think this is a case in which, really, as I stated, Woodley lost the fight, but he was not embarrassed. You know what I mean? Like, if Woodley would have got stretched and knocked out, then people would say, oh, like Woodley. And I would have ripped him. I'm not going to lie. I just lost money on him. I put an incredibly small play on it. Just, it was a recreational, just, all right, let's get a couple of bucks in on this. But honestly, I, you know, I was impressed with Paul as well. You know, listen, you know, it's kind of, it is, you know, he's not Canelo Alvarez. I don't take this fully seriously. Like, he's not a real boxer, but in a sense that Tyron Woodley is a guy who's been, he was a big-time wrestler in college. He was one of the best in the country. The Big 12 is one of the best wrestling, Big 10 and Big 12 are the best wrestling conferences, and he was the Big 12 champion. He was a UFC champion. He's defended UFC belts before. He's got a nice resume to his career. And he's only 39. And, you know, he's still in good shape. It's not like, you know, Woodley is like over the hill physically. Yet his problem in the UFC, Woodley, was for whatever reason, he wouldn't throw. Like he became cautious. Yet he used to be aggressive. And he never really got injured. That's another thing. It's like sometimes guys will get smoked and knocked out. It's like, wow, they're a little cautious now. He got his jaw broken once. Like, no. He just sort of, he stopped throwing. He's always tight. And then he was tight in the first few rounds. And I can't dispute it. I can't dispute it. He lost the first three rounds. And it's only a five-round fight. And it's true. He didn't do enough after. Like, he rocked Paul pretty good. Like, he landed with a really nice... He landed a nice jab once at the end of, I think it was the fourth round. He knocked him, like, if it wasn't, like, in the corner, he probably would have knocked him down. Like, Paul lost control and fell into the ropes.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
He had his moments, but even in an eight-round fight, like, there's not enough time. But as I stated, in my opinion, nobody embarrassed themselves. Woodley didn't embarrass himself. And if you're Paul, hey, That was a close fight. You went into the championship rounds against the UFC champion and a Big 12 champion. As I stated, it's not a good look for the UFC. Dana White said Tyron Woodley's 50 the other day. No, he's not. He's 39, bro, and he was in your company not that long ago. Bring it!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
Late night anger management class. One judge had it 78-74, Paul. The other two judges had it 77-75, Paul. And one judge had it 70-75, Woodley, as well. And I see Woodley is still in the ring right now. And I'm telling you, he's going to complain after. He's going to say, let's run it back. Let's have a rematch or whatnot. And I imagine Jake Paul is going to call out Conor McGregor. And if you're Conor McGregor, it is kind of a step down in class for you. But if I was Conor McGregor, I would fight him. Basically, if you're Conor, who are you going to beat, Conor? Like, you're going to fight Diego Sanchez in his return? That's what you wanted before? Dana White said, what are you, nuts? See, I'm not letting you fight Diego Sanchez. Right? Like, if you fought Cowboy Cerrone, like, not recently ago. Like, so it's funny. You can't say, like, you know, Conor McGregor, it's not like he's fighting the best of the best. He'll lose to the best of the best, as you see. He gets his ass kicked. And don't tell me there wouldn't be mega money involved. Like, Conor McGregor could make more money fighting Jake Paul than he could in the UFC as well. I think he could probably make, I don't know, what, 20, 30 million? People would watch it. It's the ultimate troll fight. People would watch it. Hell, we just watched this. Right? We just watched this. So, obviously, we're going to watch Conor. You know, if you're Conor McGregor, why not do it? I guess he's under contract to the UFC, but... And Conor McGregor would beat, I think he would beat Paul as well in a boxing match. Easily. Conor's striking's pretty good, and he could actually do enough. There's a massive size difference, though, isn't there? As Paul's a pretty big dude. So, listen, I give credit to Paul. He's backing it up. Like, he's not fighting total tomato cans. He's fighting MMA guys that, you know, I mean, they always talk about how good they are at striking and stuff. So as I stated earlier, because Jake Paul said if he ever met Dana White, they've never met before, said if he ever met Dana White, he would knock him out. That's what he said. Said I'd knock his ass out. Said I'm not kidding. If I ever meet that guy, I'm going to knock him the F out. And Dana White said, well, it's not surprising you would say that because all you do is fight 52-year-old men. And it's like, I don't know, Ben Askren's not 52. Tyron Woodley's not 52. As I stated on Friday, it's not a good look. Like, let's just be real. Jake Paul's kicking the crap out of every mixed martial artist. Who's going to be the next one to step up now? who's next? Who wants to tarnish the reputation of mixed martial arts a little more now? Like,
whoever just retired would take up that sword, because as long as you're under contract, there's no way in hell that they'll let somebody fight right now.
Not so who just retired? Who's about to retire?
I think Woodley was the last one. He was just a former champion.
What about Chick Congo? You can fight Chick Congo, 46 years old now. I see Congo keeps winning fights in Bellator. That's why I brought him up. Good for Congo. Good for Chick Congo. Guy's 46 years old. Pretty impressive. I think he's won like 9 of his 10 fights or something like that. I don't pay as much attention to Bellator.
I want to see him fight.
Oh, yeah. That's what, Tommy Fury?
Yeah, they look like the same size, similar, you know, skill set.
That's a good call. Yeah.
I think Fury would win.
That's Tyson Fury's half-brother, step-brother or something. So there'd be big hype. There was talk about that, actually. There was talk about that fight happening. But you know what I mean? Like, this isn't, you know, listen, knocking out Nate Robinson, man, that's like, that's just stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, at least you're fighting like Ben Askren. Hey, Ben Askren runs his mouth all the time. You know, Tyron Woodley. Except Woodley didn't embarrass himself. I'm not going to, like, mock. I'm not going to mock Woodley for losing this fight tonight. All right, so college football kicked off, and thank you to the kind words. Shout out to Dave and others, Iz, for the congratulations on. Listen, we're not there yet, and shout out to Sooner Lisa in Oklahoma, who's in the house right now. Because if you look, listen, we talked a lot about that game, Nebraska and Illinois, and I didn't understand the number. I thought Illinois could win that game outright. I didn't understand. I don't think Nebraska can win seven games this year. And I don't want to say that we already won that bet, but we pretty much won that bet. Are you telling me, you guys saw Nebraska play, for those of you that watched the game, you telling me you think that team is going to win seven of their next 11 games? And, oh, yeah. And one of those games is actually in Norman, Oklahoma. Oklahoma is going to murder these guys. Like, what's the score of that game going to be? Oklahoma, Nebraska. We haven't seen Oklahoma play yet this year, but I'm going to say that Oklahoma beats Nebraska, like, 49-6 or something. I don't know, 54-14, 40, like, I think Oklahoma will run the score up on them, too. They're old school rivals. Everybody hates Oklahoma now because they're leaving a big... There's going to be a lot of hate going on everywhere this year. And if it's one thing you'll see, college coaches really don't take the pedal off the metal too much, do they? So you look at Nebraska, so they got, for me to lose this bet, they got to win 7 of 11 games. And then they're going to lose to Oklahoma, so then they got to win 7 of 10 in the Big Ten, as if that's happening. We've won that bet. We, like, I think, put it this way, what's... And I don't want to mush it, but, like, it's 6.5 wins. What's a better chance? That Scott Frost lasts 6.5 games? Like, or they win 6.5 games? Scott Frost, hey, his name might be Frost. It's a good thing that your name's Frost, because you're sitting on a very hot seat right now. And your frost is melting. And you're in a lot of trouble. He's 12-21 right now with Nebraska. He's only won 9 games in the Big Ten. And, you know, it's not... And he's being a he's a jerk with the media. They're under an NCAA investigation. Come on. Put it on the board. We're going to win that bet. Put it on the board. Now, one thing we noticed of week zero, only one of the games went over. And we got to push on the total with the Illinois game. But one thing that we, you know, it's something to keep your eye on this week, the, you know, week zero into week one right now. Favorites cover, guys, in college football. They do. Like, they, especially these early games. You know, I used to get suckered in. Oh, my God, look how many points this team is getting. No, they won't be, you know what I mean? They'll get run out. They'll get their ass handed to them. The problem is with Scott Frost is, well, there's a lot of problems, but whatever. The problem with Scott Frost is they're going to have to buy him out, right? All these college coaches, man, they all put these big buyout clauses in their contract, right? So the buyout clause, so like basically it's in Scott Frost's contract that, listen, if you fire me, you have to give me $20 million on the way out. It's not bad, huh? He's already, so he's only making $5 million a year there. It's not like, it's a lot of money, but it isn't. You know what I mean? So he's making $5 million a year there. What's this? This is year 4 for him. So he's made $15 million already from them. And he's getting another $5 million this year, so that'll be $20 million. And then if they want to get rid of him, they have to give him another $20 million, a buyout. His buyout is $20 million. So there's already word that Nebraska is trying to raise money right now. What a world, huh? All that poverty and everything. And so basically right now, Nebraska, they're trying to get their boosters to give them $20 million to fire a coach so then they can hire a new coach and then give him a new buyout clause. It's not bad, though. Like, think about that. Like, only college football, huh? Like, you literally, you never won more than five games, and you're going to walk away with, like, $40 million for not winning. Hell, I could win five games at Nebraska. First thing I'd do is I'd bench Martinez. Like, sorry, Martinez. I don't like picking on college kids, but I'd be like, listen, like, that's the thing. It's like, listen, man, this guy's been the quarterback here for the entire time, and we never win. Like, I don't know. Like, let's just give someone else a chance. Like, let's shake things up. Whatever the playbook we're running, let's run something else. Whatever we're calling on defense, let's change it. Because it's not working. And the crazy thing is, Illinois lost their quarterback on, like, the third series of the game. Poor kid, Brandon Peters. Like, he broke his collarbone or, like, his shoulder or whatever. Like, I don't know. What the hell happened? And then they got to bring in Satowski, the kid to transfer from Rutgers, of all places. Good for Satowski. That kid got beat up like a freaking pinata up there in Piscataway. And here he comes in, and Illinois gets it done. Yeah, a pinata in Piscataway. Hey, he's the quarterback of Rutgers. They got killed. The pinata, the Piscataway pinata. That's Piscataway, New Jersey. It's where Rutgers plays. It's in the middle of nowhere. All right, so we've got Thursday night football this week. That's cool. Like, last week, we had to wait. Next Monday, there's Monday night football. Louisville and Mississippi. And then there's Thursday night football with the Cowboys and the Buccaneers. The NFL regular season starts not this Thursday, but next Thursday. So we're less than 2 weeks away from the start of the NFL. We're officially two Sundays away from week one. So like I said, 2 weeks from now, God willing, we'll all be here talking about what happened in week one of the National Football League. Ian Cameron's going to step up and in. We'll talk NFL football. We'll talk CFL football. We'll talk college football. Jason B. Takafin will kick it with us in level three. We'll talk baseball. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenzi. Let's talk football. Let's bring in Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Bubano, to break it all down. We've got college football. We've got NFL football. We've got CFL football. And there was Sunday night football in the CFL this evening, and it was more of the same. Another game in the CFL, Bubano, another underdog cashes a ticket, and another under cashes as well. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Bubano. What's going on, Bubano?
It's good, Gabe. Good to be with you. And yeah, the CFL, it's the letter U is the letter that leads to success. Underdogs, U for underdogs, U for unders. I mean, it just continues to be that way in the CFL. And to my record count now, as I went back and looked, we're now sitting at 12-3 to the under.
Yep.
This season in the CFL after 15 games, and of course a perfect 3-0 to the under this week. And look, it's just one of those situations where, you know, you're still waiting for fluidity with offenses, and we're still waiting on it. And right now the defenses, even though we're now in week four, clearly we're still seeing them ahead of the offenses at this point.
And you are correct. 15 games have been played. There was one cancellation, four games a week, 4 weeks of play. 12 unders, just three overs. All three games went under the number. And the underdogs, 11-4 against the spread with a ton of outright wins. Although Winnipeg won the game outright tonight, as 7-point favorites by 2 points. And, you know, it's interesting because the football hasn't been bad. So it's not a case where it's like, oh, it's terrible football and nobody's scoring. As you stated, you know, the defense has been playing really well. And, man, that was a hard-hitting football game tonight. But to me, you know, you look, Bubano, the teams move the ball, but once they get into the red zone, that's where they have problems. There's a lot of settling for field goals going on. We just got to keep riding the wave. But so they're setting the totals at about 45 right now, Bubano. I'm interested to see if they start putting like 42s and 43s up. I mean, how low can they go? That's the question. This is as low as we've ever seen CFL totals before. It's not normal that CFL totals are 45.
Yeah, I mean, usually this is the point, you know, where the totals were this week. The Hamilton game, 46. You know, the BC Ottawa game was 44 on Saturday. This game opened 44. It went up a little bit, but it was still mid-40s. These are usually the range of totals where you like to bet overs because you think the tide's going to change a little bit. But we still have not gotten to that point just yet. It's not just red zone defense has been good. We saw it tonight. I've seen it in the two games, BC Ottawa, Montreal Hamilton. There are a lot of drop passes by a lot of receivers as well.
Yeah.
We're seeing a ton of them throughout the league so far. And I think, believe it or not, the week four games, Morenci, might have set a record for most drop passes across the board in the games for that given week. And I thought there were a lot in the first 3 weeks. I think there were even more of them this week. And that just tells you, when you don't play football for almost 2 years, you know, you're going to have those issues where, you know, just things that you do naturally that are routine for you are just things that are going to take a little bit more time to pick up and be able to execute on a regular basis.
I don't think I'll disagree, Bubano. They always drop passes in the CFL. That's why they're in the CFL.
Yeah, but not to this magnitude.
It was a pandemic tonight, especially in the Winnipeg game. And I'm glad, because Winnipeg actually probably could have. There were a lot of drives that could have been extended. Calgary dropped a pass late. You're right. There's been a ton of drop passes, but that's why. And I don't say that like, I don't say that to insult the players, because the wide receivers in the CFL are great. They'll make some sick catches. Right, they'll make sick catches, but in the NFL, Bubano, you know, you drop one pass, man, you're on the coach's hit list. You drop two, you're cut. You know what I'm saying? The
yeah.
CFL, you can get away with a couple of drops a game, and that's why you're in the CFL, but I can't disagree. There's been a ton of drop passes, but I don't think that's really cost totals. You know what I mean? I haven't really seen somebody like, oh, he dropped an easy touchdown. It's more like first downs that aren't being extended. Eventually, we'll have an explosion of points. But, you know, I'll just keep riding the wave. I don't like betting unders 45 in the Canadian Football League, but I did this evening. We cashed a ticket, and I've been riding the wave with the underdog. We cashed a ticket with the Calgary Stampeders plus the points. So college football, and in a very similar situation, we saw the NFL preseason was all unders. We've seen the CFL. It's been all unders. And college football, it was all unders. You know, one game went over. Barely, right? The San Jose State game got there, like, you know, went over by like a point and a half type of thing. But what I noticed, Bubano, in college football, it wasn't so much so that, oh, wow, everybody's rusty and stuff. It's so much so that we've seen in week ones of college football, when there's mismatches, one team will score a ton of points and the other one will get shut out. The other one will get blasted. So like we see, some offenses click, the good offenses click. And we also noticed the better teams just rolled, Babano, this week in college football. Something to keep your eye on moving forward this week and in the official week one as it was week zero. You know what I mean? Like we all get tempted. Oh, look, this team's getting 24.5 and if they can hang around and stuff, but I didn't take the dogs. I cashed with Illinois, but I think we'll see a lot of the same thing this week in college football, Babano. You know, 49-0 games and stuff like that, 55-0 games.
Yeah, the mismatch situations, you know, where you had those big favorites, they were pretty good over the weekend. UCLA romped Hawaii. Hawaii basically said, you know what, they basically ended their chances in that game in the first quarter. I don't know if you could have started a game any worse than Hawaii did against UCLA. What did you give up? A quick touchdown, punting miscue, the punter dropped the football on the snap. There was an interception thrown by Cordero early in that game that was returned. I mean, it was just about the worst way you could start a game for Hawaii, and they were down 17-0 before you could blink, and it was over from there. UCLA does look good, though. Let's not completely take away from the Bruins. I mean, they played very well. It's hard to gauge that because Hawaii just basically shot every toe in their 2 feet in the first quarter and buried themselves in that game with just a terrible execution early. Now, UCLA played good, but the test is going to be next week when LSU comes to town, and we're going to get to see that first example. We're going to see a few of these, right? UTSA, Illinois next week. LSU, UCLA next week. Games where you've got teams playing for the first time against teams that have already played a game. You know, what kind of impact is that going to make as well? So, but an impressive start for UCLA. Can't say I'm shocked that Illinois won the game outright. The only thing I didn't like about Illinois plus the points, Morenci, and I'm mad because I kept the Illinois bet small. I liked them too, but everybody and his brother loved that side, and I started to get a queasy feeling about it. But boy, Nebraska certainly wiped away those doubts quickly with just another bad game defensively. Adrian Martinez doing what he does, overthrowing receivers, fumbling the football, not protecting the ball, and just an unprepared, undisciplined team at times as well. Just more nightmares for Scott Frost to begin a season.
Oh, that game couldn't have gone. I guess it could have gone. The only thing that could have gone better for me in that game is I took the over. It was the only game I took the over in, and I got a push at 52. I actually bought it down. So I got it to minus 138 because I was like, nah, I'm not laying this hook. And it was 52.5 briefly. It went up to 53.5. And I thought there could be points if the jackass kid missed the extra point, Babano. So I ended up getting the push at 52.
Yep, welcome to college football, missed kicks.
Well, you know, and it's they didn't even move the extra point back. So these kids like rarely miss. That's the whole thing. This kid's like, I think it was all Big Ten. Like, this kid never misses. Of course,
Joe
he
Davis
misses.
On the broadcast, Gabe, said Big Ten kicker of the year last year.
Yeah, like the kid, yeah, he's missed. You know what? That was the second extra point that he's missed in his entire career. So, in other words, he's only missed one extra point in his life in college. And, of course, he shanks the one when I needed to put it over. But it was good for me because I hammered. I knew Nebraska. Like, I didn't expect much from Nebraska this year. I was pretty vocal about it, Babano, that Illinois beat these guys 41-23 last year. And they played 2 years ago, and it was 42-38. So why the hell would Nebraska be favored right now? They're under investigation. The wheels are falling off for Scott Frost. He's 12-21 there now. So he went into that game 12-20. Martinez could be there 16 years. He doesn't get any better. As you stated, it's just like it's deja vu all over again with this team when you watch them play. So it was good for me because I've got Nebraska under 6.5 wins on the season, Babano. And if they would have, like, I'm not going to say I won the bet already, but I sort of did. And it was great because I like Illinois over 3.5 wins.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know what? But if Illinois are going to go over 3.5 wins, they'll have to win this game. So I'm just going to take them plus 210 on the money line instead of waiting for the 3.5 all year. I'll just do this. So, boom, I hit Illinois money line. I hit Illinois plus the points. I got to push with the total. And even better, I've got Nebraska under 6.5 wins. And oh, yeah, Babano, they're playing the Oklahoma Sooners in 2 weeks in Norman. They're not winning that game. And in fact, they're probably going to lose by like 40 or something. So, like, for me to lose my bet now, Babano, they've got to go 7-4 the next 11 games. One of them's against Oklahoma. They're not winning that game, bro. And there's no way in hell they're going 7-3 in the Big Ten. They're already on Frost right now. He's on the clock right now. Like, he better start winning games, or otherwise he might not make it through the year. The problem is, I don't know if you guys know this, and I didn't realize this, but it's a lot of money to get rid of him. $20 million, Babano. Like, if you fire him, you got to give him $20 million on the way out, bro. It's a lot of money to eat and pay somebody for sucking, isn't it?
That's a lot of money for a lot of mediocrity. And you're right. That's a double whammy to the good for you in terms of having Illinois over the win total, Nebraska under the win total, and getting that kind of result. I know when I was talking to other cappers about that game, they're saying, yeah, Illinois crushed them last year, but plus five in turnovers in that game, that was kind of an anomaly. Well, there's no anomaly with turnovers with Nebraska. We've seen this for 2 years from Adrian Martinez. We've seen this for 2 years from this team. They don't protect the football. They fumble it. He forces it into coverage half the time. It's just,
but what does that say, Ben? It says they're not a good coach team. You know what I mean? Like, they're undisciplined. Everything's sloppy. Like, it's not just one thing. Like with Nebraska, it's not like, if they just did this, they would have won. Everything's bad, right? Like, they don't get stops when they need them. Martinez will have a wide open guy and he'll sail it over his head, as you stated. They're always trailing. They turn, you know, they muff punts. Like, they're just overall a poorly coached football team, which is pretty crazy to say with Scott Frost, but it is what it is, Pepino. Like I said, he's 12-21 there right now, bro. And it's funny because they ran Bo Pelini out of town, Pepino, for going 9-3 every year.
Yeah, they gave him a lot of grief. They've given a lot of coaches grief for struggling there when things, to be honest,
they've got
with
to
you,
realize,
really aren't any better
Pepino,
with Frost.
They're so, not Alabama. You know what I mean? You're not Clemson. Like Nebraska used to be
Texas.
A power.
Both of them, they got to realize they're not the same teams they were 20 years ago.
Yeah, but at least Nebraska used to win championships. Yeah, Texas won once with Vince Young, but you know what I mean? Nebraska was the powerhouse for better, like multiple championships. Like they were like
Tom
the
Osborne era, yeah.
And, but it was a different era. You know what I'm saying? It just is. It was a different era. And they see Oklahoma still winning, so it bothers them. And the move to the Big 12, from the Big 12 into the Big 10 has been a complete disaster for them. Scott Frost has been a disaster for them. And it's a lot, it's sort of like Michigan in a sense too, Babano, where it's like, all right, like, you know what I mean? They got their guy. Scott Frost was their Harbaugh, right? He was the champion quarterback. He played there. He knows, you know what I mean? He's going to return this thing to glory and he can't do it now. And it's not like Nick Saban's leaving Alabama to go coach at Nebraska. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like they're going to have these top-tier coaches lining up for this job. It's in the middle, and, like, in the old days, guys, you could recruit there. There wasn't that many powerhouses. Like, honestly, how the hell are you going to get some kid that could play for the Miami Hurricanes or the Florida Gators or in the SEC or in Los Angeles or something? Why is he going to move to Nebraska, bro? You know what I mean?
Well, back in the day, Gabe, you could get away with recruiting to Lincoln, Nebraska because you were really good. 15.
Well, and you could pay.
Now you don't have that. So what have you got?
And you could pay people. It doesn't even matter if you're good. Like kids, like they just, you can't recruit there. Like it's just, that's just the bottom line. Like in this day and age, you cannot recruit there. So they need to accept that, hey, that's pretty good if we're 8-4 or 9-3. We're going to big time bowl games. We're competitive. We're not a joke. You know what I mean? Like, Bill Belichick's not retiring to take over the program here. More with Babano, Level 2, coming up. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. Sport
at Ability Chiropractic. They do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Grid.com.
Ian Cameron will rejoin us in level two. Jason Bitakafin will step up and in at level three. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. It's great to have college football back. And so listen, week zero was sort of like scripted plays, right? We had an opportunity for months to take a look at the games, but we have a full slate of games on Thursday. We've got games on Friday. It's super cool this week. We've got the Major League Baseball postseason schedule that's been announced as well. We're going to have a crossover, guys. We're going to have a crossover of all the sports. It's going to be epic. It's going to be epic. Like the NBA, the NHL, baseball, college football, and the NFL will all be going on at the same time. Like there's going to be nights where there's going to be games and all those sports. It's going to be a baseball playoff game or two. There'll be the championship series. There'll be NBA, there'll be NHL, college football, and NFL. Like there could be a day like on a Thursday night, a Monday night, a Sunday, etc., in which everybody's in action, with the exception of college football on Sunday. But you know what I mean? Like all the sports are going to be coming at us at once. Going to be like my favorite time of the sports year. It always has been, but this year it really, really sort of like collides. So we've got college football on Thursday night. Boise State and UCF is the game that everybody's talking about. Boise State are getting 5.5 at UCF. The total is 68.5 points in that football game. A game that catches my eye right now. People are already asking me after, of course, our super successful week zero performance. Hey, Morenci, who you got? Who you got? Well, it's still early, but it's never too early, is it? And I swear to God, wasn't this line just 17.5? This is what I get. I told someone in the chat a couple of minutes ago. It was 17.5. I said NC State's going to roll South Florida. It's 18.5 now. NC State will roll South Florida. Thursday night, it was 17.5. Now it's 18.5. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Sunday Bloody Sunday. Bring it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.